Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Tuesday, the 9th of April. And as always, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. And as always, if you're listening to this on a free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au. You get a 2-week free trial. You get access to all our members' exclusive podcasts, the Facebook discussion group, and of course our wonderful newsletter with a huge variety of articles, model portfolios, strategic asset allocation portfolios, etc. So plenty to get your teeth into there, and of course a massive education offering. So if you're coming to the stock market from a standing start, you have come to the right place. All right, well, let's go straight away then to the scores and the doors, having done the promotional advert. Dow Jones closing down a massive 11 points, 0.03%, 38,893. It had a high of 109 up and a low of 46 down. I think most of the US was more interested in the solar eclipse as opposed to the stock market yesterday, especially given that we have CPI and PPI due later this week. The NASDAQ was up a massive 5 points, or 0.03%, and the S&P 500 was down a huge, volatile 2 points, or 0.04%. The worst of the bunch, actually, the Russell 2000, the best, up 0.5%, 10 points to 2,074. The ASX SPY futures were up 36 points, or 0.46%. So a better day in store. Yesterday we rose up a measly 16 points, very narrow range yesterday. A little bit of stasis, not much going on really at the index level, to be quite honest. It is all about stocks. It is all about what's going on below the surface. Stock picking back in favour, if you ask me. But 36 points on the SPY today. As far as US bond yields go, we did see US 10 years up again, 4.42. I think that is the highest so far, 2024. 2 years, 4.793. Aussie 10 years, 4.194. So we are seeing, continuing to see US bond yields push higher. Those rising yields really weighing on stocks. And it seems incredible that we've gone from a forecast of 7 rate cuts this year to 3, or maybe 2. And in fact, some people are now talking about no rate cuts. So it has been a massive change in the narrative, but that hasn't stopped the Teflon equity market from pushing ever higher. CPI number scheduled for release on Wednesday. The forecast is for a 0.3% increase last month. So that is the biggie this week. And what is the best performing sector this year on the S&P 500? Well, it's not the tech sector. The energy sector is up more than 17% this year, compared to a 9% gain for the S&P 500. Of course, in the US, not only have we got the CPI and PPI this week, but earnings season does kick off on Friday, with the big banks leading the way higher. All right, looking at US stocks last night, we had Nvidia down 1%, AMD down 0.3%, Netflix down 1.2%, Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, down 1.5%. Tesla was up 4.9%. Last night, we did see Elon Musk out and about with a wide-ranging two-hour media conference. And the big thing that got Tesla going was robo-taxis, a self-driving autonomous vehicle rolling out in August, apparently, 2024. Just to make sure that is clear, because he hasn't been that good at keeping to timetables in the past. But enough to lift Tesla 4.9%. Amazonians up 0.1%. Alphabetti Spaghetti up 1.4%. Apple a day down 0.7%. And Microsoft down 0.2%. US banks ahead of their results season kicking off. We had JP Morgan up 0.5%. Goldman's up 0.6%. Morgan Stanley up 0.8%. Bank of America up 1.1%. And Wells Fargo up 0.7%. CBA overseas was up 0.5%. A good night for Barclays in the UK, up 1.8% there. And looking across at Bitcoin, a very good night for Bitcoin, up above 71,000 again, 71,638. We've only got about 9 days to go until the halving. So there we go, up 3.64% last night. The US dollar index down 0.15 and the Aussie dollar 66.02 there. As far as commodities go, last night we have seen a little bit of weakening in the oil price, closing down 0.28% or 25 cents to $90.60. That weakening in the oil price has been the result of a little bit of less tension in the Middle East and potentially some sort of ceasefire perhaps in Gaza. Certainly Israel pulling back from some areas and no escalation, I guess, is good. We had WTI down 0.5%, 45 cents to 87.20. Gold continuing to push higher. Riddle me this one, Batman. Gold is going up at the same time that bond yields are going up. 4.42% 10-year yields. Gold at $2,338.9, up another $14.40, 0.6%. Platinum up 3.7% as well. So we are seeing a little bit of a commodities boom. I know it doesn't feel it if you're in iron ore stocks like BHP, Rio and Fortescue, and maybe in lithium stocks, but in the rest of the space, it is going pretty well. Copper up 0.7%. We had nickel unchanged. We don't worry about nickel anymore. Aluminium up 0.3%. Zinc up 1%. More on zinc stocks in the newsletter today. And Henry's take, looking at Aurelia Metals, AMI. So have a little look at that if you're interested in zinc. Lead up 1.6%. And tin, 3.7%. Metals X would be the obvious tin play there with Renison in that tin play there. We do actually have Metals X out this morning with the report FY NPAT 14.6, revenue 153.8, which looks a little light on compared to forecast. So maybe set the Metals X. Iron ore had a big day in Asia for whatever reason. It was up 5.9%. Now, whether that was the fact the Chinese have come back from their couple of day holiday and decided iron ore is the go, or whether it was some of the GDP upgrades we saw yesterday, or whether it was hopes again for stimulus, whatever it was, we'll take it back to $104. It has been bouncing around that $100 level. Coal was up as well. Uranium not doing an awful lot. Lithium was up around 1% yesterday in Asian trade. Looking at resource stocks overseas, well, BHP, 3.5% higher. Rio, 5% shy higher, 4.9%. A lot of people warming to Rio as it diversifies away from iron ore. And, of course, that big copper project in Mongolia really helps that. We had Glencore up 1.9%, Freeport up 1.1%, Vale up 5.5%, Anglo 3.2%, Arcadium Lithium, geez, that one's volatile, 6.2% higher. Albemarle 6.7%, SQM 4.6%, Sigma 4.8%, and then the oil and gas space Shell was up 1.2%. It won't help Woodside or Santos though today, which were easier, and Woodside remains in the kennel club. All right, so let's go to what's happening in our market today. We got Ansell back from raising $400 million, fully underwritten placement priced at $22.45. That was a 6% discount. They are buying a US giant, Kimberly-Clark, their personal protective equipment business. In New Zealand, Synlait Milk has appointed Charles Ferguson as acting CFO, and Woolworths, Coles and Wesfarmers Bunnings have been slammed by a push by Woolies for a code governing supplier relationships to be expanded. That would cover Amazon, Costco and Chemist Warehouse. Supermarkets well and truly in the sights of the politicians at the moment following that review. We have IAG and QBE. We will seeing the government here pushing to insurers to cut costs for households. Again, this is something to try and reduce the cost of living. A little bit of corporate news out and about at the moment today as well. It is quarterly reporting season from many resource stocks, so we are getting guidance and reports. Red 5 first up today, reaffirms FY24 guidance and investor presentation. Strong half one demonstrates operational improvements and puts Red in a strong position. Production 195 to 215,000 ounces there. We have Spartan Resources with some drilling results out this morning. 12.5 meters at 14.3 grams of gold. from 571 metres down. So that's quite a long way down. AIC has commenced diamond drilling at the Swagman prospect. Drilling also planned at the New Jericho South target. So a little bit of interest there. Ansell upgraded to outperform from neutral at Macquarie. Target price increased there to $28.15 from $24.75. Predictive Discovery has reported further drilling results from the Ban Can Gold Project in Guinea. We've also had out this morning today UBS upgrading Regis Resources and Whitehaven, but has downgraded Samphire. Whitehaven Coal upgraded to buy from neutral. Target increase there to $8.70 from $6.30. Regis upgraded to neutral from sell. Target increase to $2.15 from $1.90. And Samphire downgraded to neutral from a buy. Target increase though there to $9.35 from $8.85. Ansell has been upgraded to outperform from underperform at CLSA. Targeting price there increased to $26.70. Nickel Industries downgraded to neutral from buy at Bank of America. Cut target there, cut to 90 cents from a dollar. Mineral Resources, we did see them yesterday close out their holding in Develop Global. That was a trade going through last night late. It's been downgraded to neutral from buy at Bank of America. Target price cut there to $70 from $72. And we have Elders upgraded to add from a hold at Morgan's. Target increased to $9 from $7.40. Big fall yesterday, of course, in Elders on the back of that trading update, which saw margin pressures and issues with the weather as well, not really helping Elders at all. Flight Centre downgraded to sell from neutral at Goldman Sachs. Target price cut there to $18.30 from $20.10. Elders upgraded from CLSA to outperform, well, from outperform to a buy. Target increase there to $9 from $9.90. So we already saw 25% knocked off Elders last night as well. And finally, that DVP Global deal, 31.5 million shares in a block trade, crossed at $2 a share. That was 13% of the company. Mineral Resources was the seller there. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back again this afternoon with the end of day report. In the meantime, may the trading gods be with you, looking for a better day all round today. Commodities continue to push higher. Gold very much in focus.